The state constitution does not allow borrowing by government entities without voter approval, with a few exceptions. That was the message to the medical center from the Petersburg Borough Government this month. At a meeting of the Medical Center Board Thursday, President Tom Abbott explained the problem was unearthed during the process of forming the new borough.
Once we became a borough, going through the process of the borough, changing a lot of language to change from municipality to a borough government, it became clear that this had happened in, against state law. It all happened without our knowledge that it was not allowed. We didn't know it through a series of CFOs or a series of CEOs.
The 7-member board of the community-owned hospital approved taking out that line of credit in 2006 on the recommendation of a former chief financial officer. The board also approved using some of the borrowed money to help pay part of the cost of the $1.4 million expansion and renovation of the Joy Janssen Clinic. That borrowed money also helped cover operating costs at the medical center. The board Thursday considered a motion to repay the credit line using the hospital's cash reserve account. That account was at $4.1 million earlier this year. However, administrators have since used $400,000 to cover an operating loss. Repaying that line of credit will drop it down to around $2.5 million. Using that money was a concern for board members. Here's Phil Beardsley and Rocio Tejero.
I don't want to come back on ourselves and think we're going to borrow more if we haven't done better with our accounts receivable,
right,
and things like that. And I think that we should be looking at maybe starting at towards the beginning of next year. And we got to give it some time. I understand that. But once we get CPSI in place and everything, and I think we can get the accounts receivable things stretched, set better, then I think we'll be in better shape. And we're going to have to build this account back up, I feel.
I don't think we're going to be able to do it when you look at the financials.
Well, then there's a problem with how we're spending money, and we better start looking at other things too.
That CPSI is a new information system that the medical center is putting in this year, and it's expected to cost the PMC $700,000. The medical center is also working to collect about $3.75 million in accounts receivable owed by patients and insurance providers. However, PMC staff notes that the financial future for the facility looks dismal and projects an operating loss of over $500,000 by the year 2017. The board met with the borough assembly earlier this month and discussed possibilities for future public funding to help support the hospital. At Thursday's board meeting, Board President Abbott said public money would be needed for future building renovations and equipment replacement.
We are in a situation where we, and also with the opportunities of grants slowing down and drying up, we are in a situation where moving forward, we will be able to take care of the operations, but we're not going to be able to take care of capital improvements. That's where we need to be working in partnership with the borough.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we do need capital improvements, we're going to need to have partnership with the borough and get borough support.
The board is scheduled to continue that discussion with the borough assembly August 22nd. 5 members of the board at Thursday's meeting voted unanimously to pay back that borrowed money. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.